Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
For rap music's biggest online archive of legends and pioneer interviews as well as underground music from around the globe, visit us now at ugsforlife.com.
Yeah! President Beta! Murder Master Music Show! It's that kid, Hanilla! Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show, Jay! This right here is where the real rap battles real rap. A fuck pilot. We doing what we love just to hear it play back. This is where the real hits at.
The Young Cash from the Outlaw. It's your boy Al Capone.
What's that? In this bootleg, the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, this your boy Al Capone.
What up, y'all? This is Eshop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy C-Mur, and I'm chilling with my boy Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Episode 115, Murder Master Music Show. My first guest, you know, he's had a radio show himself too, Real Talk Radio. This cat's been doing music for been a couple decades now. I mean, this guy ain't no new jack to this game at all, by any means. And he's definitely someone who's paid hella dues to. Emo. He should be calling in any minute. Who's a huge part, you know what I'm saying, of California rap scene. Also a huge part of UGS and what we do, Underground Society. Huge part of, you know what I'm saying, just music in general. This cat is networking with people from Sacramento all the way to New York City to Chicago, all around the world, you know what I'm saying. And he does it all too. He's not just making music. He's also, you know what I'm saying, making videos, directing. The dude's directed 100 plus music videos. He's working on a movie. He's making a fucking movie. Documentaries, you name it. You know, he seems to do a film. He's got all the equipment. The dude's a beast when it comes to editing. As a matter of fact, a few years ago, he edited one of the commercials for the Underground Society, the fucking Illuminati project. You know, he also was on the video. You know what I'm saying? That video where we had a bunch of people from around the world. You know what I'm saying? So, this cat's no joke, man. He's the real deal. A lot of these motherfuckers out here are thinking they get the game. It's all about what they're gonna get. You know what I'm saying? The money they're gonna make. The rewards that they're gonna have. You know what I'm saying? But they don't think about the hard work that they have to put in to get those rewards. You know what I'm saying? Emo's one of them dudes who's in constant work. You know what I'm saying? He's not directing video, he's doing an album cover. He's not doing an album cover, he's mixing a song. He's not doing that, he's editing a video. He's not doing that, he's, you know, promoting out in the streets. You know, this motherfucker just lives and breathes music. You know, and he's been on a show before. You can go in the archives and check him out. He's been on a couple round tables, I believe. You know what I'm saying? He should be calling in any minute. Wait, not anymore. But he's got a new project out. Why you waiting to hear him talk about it? You go to PaceStyleMusic.com and pick out the Smoke Out Volume 1. Pick that up. Get it online. Order a physical copy. It's on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon. Smoke Out Volume 1 is featuring all kinds of artists, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have him tell you about that here in a minute, but I'm going to play one of those songs. This is called Fire. This is off of the Smoke Out check this shit out, and we'll be back right here in the Murder Master Music Show.
Yeah. And this is how we do that shit, man. You already know. Like this and like that and I was raised in the West where niggas kill you in a second. Chop your head off if you ever disrespect it. But that ain't me, I'm trying to build and live life. But all I see is how the system ain't right. Got me stressing for a blessing every day I keep smoking. Hoping that I see another day to keep choking. Purple tree blazing, switching up my ways and figuring out the best way for me to get paid in. Nowadays it's hard to get your money up quickly. I keep it to myself so nobody won't stick me. Life is hella iffy, all I wanted was a quickie. A girl to give me head without me slipping her a biggie. Is illegal or what for me to slang hella trees? If so, I'm about to hit the block and make hella cheese. You know, they call me Surrey Mo cause I be on the paper chase. Know when I get it, it's gonna be on so they can hardly wait.
They're gonna hit you with that fire. Cause I know you love the way we do. I'm paying breath the west into we
this
die.
This aloe vera rock mixed with methanol. Ethanol, magnesium mixed with alcohol. Hotter than a ball. Fire to the law. Fire all you so-called rappers. West Coast flappers over here though. Nigga, I'm a weirdo and highly explosive. Foreign to that whole shit. In and out the dope quick. Be about choke chips. OG on my lips. Lil' homie wanna trip. Cause it's breezy on my dick. And she like the way I dip. Ow. Can't smell what I'm dabbing, but your shit's loud. Turf don't blast. We burn gas on them suckers. West Coast motherfuckers. What you thought it was? Man, you niggas know my name and I ain't got a buzz. But I got a flow. Like I got a blow. Emo, she fucking three different niggas and not a hoe. Damn. Stop, bro, whoa, I must not know my algebra.
Granddaddy, purple cushy, yeah, we keep the weed sad.
Yeah, we got that, yeah, we got that, yeah, we got that, yeah, we got that.
Stacking money up, cause one day you might need that.
Yeah, we got that, yeah, we got that, yeah, we got that.
Fire.
You know you're hot when they hate. Mad cause they ain't mo on the can list. Forever you wait to eat scraps off the plate. I'm Kelly American, don't understand kink. My flow be endless, you pussies pregnant so late. I'm hotter than Nick jumping over that candlestick on point like sucking nipples on a pair of aroused tits. You 48 fake tricks, missed off my play blitz. Come on, can't handle my load, I'm pushing heavy shit. Fertilizing my green on my get rich bitch. Hummada, 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 boogity, boogity, boo. I'm the scariest, haunt your dreams and your conscience too. I'm so New Orleans, be wet, man, boo. Do you see the horseshoe ass print? My religion's so true. I can paint your puffs blue and you still wouldn't have a clue on how I do what I do. Mo Betta, fire crow.
We're gonna hit you with that fire. Cause I know you love the way we do. I'm banging breath the west into
fire.
Yeah, that's off the Smoke Out Volume 1 right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna bring out our guest right now. This is Mo. Hey, what's up, brother?
What's up, my brother? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing real good, real good. That shit was fire, man. That shit was. Who did the production?
My homie Rizla Beats, man. You know, shout out to Rizla Beats. He's from Sweden. I met him a couple of years ago on Facebook, and then he had sent me to his SoundCloud, and I was checking out his beats. I'm like, damn, bro, you sound like you live out here on the West Coast, man. How about we do a project together or whatever? So he sent me like 16 beats or whatever. You know, I ended up using 14 for the project, and I just wanted to kind of spread the love, and so I reached out to everybody I could, man, and got them on the beats.
Yeah, you effectively put together a project that is just, you know, bar none, you know what I'm saying, a fucking banger front to back. This is one of those albums you can listen to, not have to fast forward shit. Was that your intention? Because everybody wants to put out a dope album, but does everybody want to put out an album that's going to be around for 20 or 30 years? How did you... What were your intentions with this, Emo?
Well, usually, I mean, you know, lately, people have been telling me, man, you know, some of my old music is like classic and that, you know, that I know how to put together some good music. So, really, I just kind of, you know, put confidence in myself. And when I was hearing the beats, I'm like, each one of the beats slapped. All I had to do was just put the right artist in the right place. It really wasn't that hard because all of the beats were kind of like what I wanted for a West Coast sound, not that down south kind of rolling beats and bass 808s, the shit that you hear on everybody's album right now. I just wanted to kind of make something that was different and stand out. I also was going back to the Dr. Dre Chronic kind of era, and I kind of was kind of trying to bring back the feel of how you felt when you listened to the Chronic from beginning to end. You know, you liked every beat, you liked all the rappers that was on there, the hooks, everything. You know, I was just trying to make a timeless record. So it feels good to hear you say that, because I really was trying to make something that will, you know, last forever, not just fly by night like, you know, it is today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and there's classics all up and down the list. I'm tending to really feel the song Respect. I'm going to play that next. Talk about that song. I know it's featuring Nomad and King of Spades, who you've worked with before. You got a video with, no?
Yeah, that's my buddy from the East Coast, man. He actually live in the Bronx. So the story of that song is I had actually gotten on Nomad. He's from Sacramento, a hot artist from out here that's doing his thing. So I had actually got him on the song first, and then I wanted King of Spades on there because, you know, they styles kind of complement each other. But he had did the hook, and he actually did the first verse. I ended up losing the first verse or whatever, so I spit his first verse over with, you know, my vocals. But he actually wrote the first verse, and I kind of did the second verse, and that hook is him, but I couldn't just let his verse go and just throw it away. So, you know, once again, I went back to the Dr. Dre areas and kind of used the verse that somebody else wrote for me. And, you know, as you can tell, that's the only verse on the album that's really like that. But I just couldn't let his verse go and his words go, even though we couldn't get the vocals back. So I just ended up spitting his verse over. So that first verse on that song is really supposed to be spit by King of Spades, just to keep it real. I ain't gonna try to act like that's me or I wrote that, but he wrote that first verse and I just re-spit it because I actually lost the verse. And he live in the East Coast, so it just would have been a hard thing to get him to resend it and redo it and all that. So, yeah, that's basically what that song is about, just getting respect, man. If you ain't got no respect for us, then, you know, keep it moving. Niggas, bitches, whoever it is, man, show some respect.
Yeah, you got to. And, you know, I like how you're telling that story about you know, him doing the verse, you know, because before you came on, I was just telling the listeners, you're a dude that wears many hats. I mean, you can, one minute you could be editing a film, the next minute you could be, you know what I'm saying, writing a dope-ass verse yourself. What makes you go in all these different directions and not only just dabble in it, but perfect the shit? I mean, you go in there, you don't just write a half-ass rap or make a half-ass beat. You go all out. What the fuck gives you that drive?
Really, like, being
youngsters,
in this shit
listen,
so long.
Pay attention.
Really, it's about being in this shit so long that I've learned all of this. I've been around some of the biggest and best rappers in the studio. I saw how people, you know, perform and do certain tricks. And, it just comes from being in the game for so long that it's like I refuse to put out something that's just like I don't care about music. I care about music, not only just hip-hop, but I care about music, period. So I just try to do the best that I can. And then when it comes to, you know, jumping around, it's like, you know, I can't afford to go get a cover, or I can't afford to go record the music, or I can't afford to do videos with everybody else. So I just go and try to buy the pieces and find out, you know, how I can do it myself, get the right programs. And I sit there, man, I smoke
Study
a lot of weed.
Shit.
I smoke a lot of motherfucking weed, like learning
Open
this
that
shit,
third
man.
Eye.
Yeah, it opens the third eye. It keeps me moving. So, you know, I ain't going to lie. I really started smoking a lot of weed because it opens up my creativity. I can just sit there, man, and work for hours and just smoke and not really trip off of going outside. I'm too old to be worried about the club or doing anything else. I just really want to make this happen, man.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, I just really want to make this happen. So me and my people, you know, like even you, man, my family, everybody, I hear your radio show and what you're doing so far is like, man, I can't wait to get the kind of money to where I can come to you and just be like, hey, let's go get us a serious radio station. You run it, and this, you know, and just take this shit to the next level. So I'm not just trying to be a local dude or whatever. I'm really trying to hit that mark, man. So if you want to hit that mark, you got to work hard. You got to put that professionality in your work. So that's all it's about.
Yeah, I've noticed, too, you really, the one thing that I do, like, here with the show, you got to archive that shit. You got to go back and take the best pieces, the most controversial or the funniest. Like, I have a clip that I took of a DOC's interview, and we're talking to him, and then all of a sudden cocaine calls in. And the two of them are just cracking up about some shit. And then I got one with Spice One and cocaine talking about Tupac. You know what I'm saying? Capturing those moments, man, is very essential. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you do, essentially, not only as an artist, but as a director. I mean, that's you go out there, you capture all kinds of footage. You know, you got Emo TV. Tell everybody about Emo TV and what you're doing with it.
So, now, you know, Emo TV took on a leg of its own. At first, I just pulled out a little pocket camera, man, and just started shooting people videos and going to shows that people were performing at, and just, you know, practicing on everybody else. Over the time, man, people just started, you know, like, man, how much do you pay to do a video? How much you charge to do a video? And I was just, like, throwing out numbers, and eventually one person paid me, two people paid me. Before you know it, I had done 150 videos. So after that, I kind of, you know, felt kind of like, okay, everybody else started picking up the cameras, and everybody was doing it too. So it was like, now it's time to move on to something else. And I always opened that to expose people. It, you know, I could be shooting a million videos for myself and just throwing up all the videos all about emo or whatever, but I wanted to offer that to other people, you know, as a service. Like, you're going to need a cover, you're going to need a good video, you're going to need good mixing and mastering. So, you know, I just try to cover all the avenues that people are going to need to get seen. And when I seen YouTube come alive, it was just, you know, way back then I decided that I was going to start Emo TV, you know, and to me it's like you turning on a TV, you turning the channel. So it ain't just going to be rap videos. You can change the channel, you might get in the studio sessions, or you change the channel, you might get like a little mini movie. You change the channel, you might get some series or a reality TV show type thing or whatever. So eventually I'm just trying to build my own little brand, my own little channel. And, you know, make it like a world star. You know, it ain't going to just be on YouTube forever. I'm going to get my emotv.com or e.tv or whatever and kind of have it like a world star hip-hop for the West Coast where people can come upload their videos and get some exposure from my crowd. So I got over a million views now on YouTube, so I feel like that's something there. I just want to quit taking all that money to the other people and just bring it straight direct to ourselves. So we got a movie we finna work on. And try to take the Emo TV to the movie side. So I got a couple documentaries and all that. But, you know, just a couple other things I'm doing. Just trying to make sure that Emo TV don't die since it took on a life of its own.
Have you ever worked with the Queers Brothers, Darkroom Familia? They're up there from Hayward and Merced and stuff like that. I'm sure you've seen their films like Veteranos and Penitentiary Chances or heard of them at least.
Yeah, exactly. Those are people that are inspiration to me. I heard of them and stuff. I haven't, like, met them closely and worked with them, nothing like that. But I do know of them, Black Rhino and all of them and stuff like that. So it's like a lot of stuff that people do before me is the reason why I try to do what I do now, because I've seen that people use basic cameras, man, to make little low-budget films and all that. Eventually they, you know, made two or three movies and whatever. So I'm just trying to, I seen one the other day Andre Nicotina did about some pimping or whatever, you know. So it just, you know, I'm just trying to get into that field. I'm not really saying that I'm going to be a major or nothing. I'm just trying to do everything I can possible.
Hey, I want to tell you something, man. I've seen some of the equipment you're using, and that shit, that's nice shit right there, I'm telling you. You got top-of-the-line stuff. You got all kinds of effects. I mean, you know, you're going in the right direction. I look forward to seeing a film. You said you guys were going to make the movie. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, me and my homeboy, his name Shitface, you know, that's what we call him. His real name Brian, but he go by the name of Shitface. And that's because he don't give a fuck. He wanted to talk. He's a white dude, man, that I really love, like one of my brothers, you know what I mean? It's like he's really been there for me ever since I met him. And we kind of be on our fuck the Illuminati shit together. He kind of like the first person, man, that gave me like a stack of DVDs about the bullshit that was going on. And he kind of turned me on to a lot of shit. So ever since he did that for me, we kind of been like tight and been trying to build something to get up out this old trap that the system got you in. And, you know, so back in the day, we did a little series called Smoke and Die, Half High. We did like five parts. and we just filmed it real quick, tried to make some little fake effects, and we just had fun with it about, you know, 3-4 years ago. And it did pretty good. We got a nice views on YouTube, and we put it out. A lot of people liked it or whatever. And we just decided to do it again, but this time do it kind of in a movie format. And, you know, he's been helping me, man, with half the equipment you see that I've been getting. I've been buying stuff. He's been buying stuff. And we just been trying to get all the stuff that we feel we need to do a movie. You know, I could have been had all of this shit, but I wanted to kind of find out what works for me and what was the right stuff. You can go out there and buy the wrong lenses, the wrong camera, you know, and then be mad and got to get another camera or whatever. So
yeah.
I just been doing a lot of research, man, and finding out what it is, what's this, and how they do that effect, and how they do this, and how they do that. And when I find out, I'm like, oh, yeah, we got to buy that. So we go ahead and on Amazon and cop that shit. So, you know, me and him just putting together that movie, man, it's probably like a good 7 people cast really in it. Anybody else in it will be extras or whatever. It's a horror/comedy movie. We're just smoking a gang of weed in there, killing up some people because, you know, horror movies is probably the easiest movies to make. So we're just making a little funny movie, man, and trying to get over with it.
Hey, I see that, man. I really hope that does good because I see movies like that all the time in the video store, and they get plays. C.O. was in one of them. You know, C.O. was in a movie called When Thugs Cry, which was Artisan Home Entertainment picked it up. You know, So, you know, you might get it picked up, do some of these film festivals. I look forward to big things coming from Emo TV, man. Real talk, definitely.
Yeah,
but
man,
right now,
we're
man,
going to the film festivals, too. So, yeah, just to mention that, when you try to do some movies or whatever, you got to go to places like that. When you're dropping your albums, you're dropping a movie, there's all kind of banquets and stuff like that that you can go to, man. You come up.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely got it. But I want to go to this song, Respect. This is off the Smoke Out album. You already spoke a little bit about it, but I'll let you intro the song real quick.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? You tune in, man, you know what it is. Murder Master all the time. UGS for life. We finna slap this Respect song off my album. The Smoke Out Volume 1 is now available. You can log on to paystylemusic.com and snatch that thing up, digital or hard copy. But for that, we're going to go ahead and get into this hot song right here, Respect.
E-Major. King of Spades. No rules, nigga. Just more. You know how we do it. Shine light. Yeah.
Intermission, intervention.
My bars like a pop clutch.
Get the hit and nigga twisted.
It's God if he lucks up.
If you listen, you will get that.
My squad is what the fuck's up.
Written sickness, shit you kicking.
Can feel garbage trucks up. I'm thinking Lincolns, you thinking drinking and thinking party. My niggas clap all lead till he thinking sorry. The way I'm thinking, I be thinking he ain't thinking Harley. Until his hat all red like he thinking Arby.
He's scary, nope, always bringing dope.
Ooze heavy, might splash, move very slow. Might blast. Mike stab, two's very yo, but the right jab might have the tooth fairy broke. Knocking all your teeth out, stop it with the beef bout. Rap a brawl, hit the Taj Mahal, pull a streak out. Grab a brawl, get inside her walls, pull a freak out. Then I pause, get inside my flaws, pull a week out. First rule, no stressing over no bitch. Second rule, don't let a nigga know when. You gon' stretch him, cause if you test him and don't win, well then your third lesson is your fourth sin. Cause if only your pride force you to let it fly. If you ain't ready to die for it, then let it ride. Stop riding, legitimize, and set aside hood lullabies like getting high is getting by. But on some G shit, I'm thinking you can. I'm only thinking your henchmans is getting you amped. Don't let your senses get ahead of you, champ. I give a nigga the business like federal grants. I'll toast the brew, but never force to move. Rap Oracle, one of you, you don't wanna lose. When I stomp you, I'll call a homie, call a troops. You'll keep boots in your face like Dora do.
Fuck bitches, fuck niggas, this ain't cutting the deck. Fuck niggas, slut bitches, I had enough of regrets. Plus picture much bigger, I had enough of the stress. Clutch digits, fuck with us if it's about love and respect. Fuck bitches, fuck niggas, this ain't cutting the deck. Fuck niggas, slut bitches, I had enough of regrets. Plus picture much bigger, I had enough of the stress. Clutch digits, fuck with us if it's about love and respect.
You Polly Pocket, niggas get nothing but deuces. You claim the glove don't fit, stop lying abusive. I go mental like I'm Ike Turner, anime your bitch quit. Backhands and chokeouts, I'm on some UFC shit. Scarecrows and jack-o'-lanterns, better mind your manners. Or them rednecks in the white sheet, might hang you like a banner. I'm a Jason Voorhees massacre, hockey mask and ask a nigga. Bar none to lack the rub, my liberties to torture nigga. Break your back like Bane did to Batman. Son of Sam, Charles Manson, my inner thoughts say. I run tracks Usain Bolt, Jamaicans on that ganja boat. Might stick you for that gold medal, you fucking with a rebel. Know the man is looking down on me, and Satan looking up. Play the game like Walter Weiss, got me cooking batches up. I'm about my money, fuck that broke shit. You lame niggas can have that. I only rock a real Jack, you bum fighting gets no scratch. Get royalties from ASCAP, I'm Nomad, bitch, read about me. Vicious with these bars, I dare motherfucker doubt me.
And if you do, that'll be the last time you ever do it. I'm tired of playing games, these niggas quit, but I'm sticking to it. So watch me do my thing, cause I'm tired of feeling pain. So I make my money stretch long until I see a game. That mean a profit, you niggas will never stop it. And you bitches get on my tip every time you see me drop it. They jock it, they tell a friend that Sir Emo been at this. Smoking in the studio, getting hella high off cat piss. Taking over this rap shit like I'm supposed to, and you know that. Hella old, but I'm still getting mine zone like I was a throwback. Go back and you'll see my catalog is hella long. Doing this shit for hella long, trying to get my money on. Bitches talk, niggas hate, but I ain't hearing what they say. All I think about is getting rich in this bitch every day.
Fuck bitches, fuck niggas, this ain't cutting the deck. Fuck niggas, slut bitches, I had enough of regrets. Plus picture much bigger, I had enough of the stress. Clutch digits, fuck with us, if it's about love and respect. Fuck bitches, fuck niggas, this ain't cutting the deck. Fuck niggas, slut bitches, I had enough of regrets. Plus picture much bigger, I had enough of the stress. Clutch digits, fuck with us, if it's about love and respect.
That's definitely one of my favorites off the album. The Smoke Out of Hell, but right now. How's that shit doing for you so far, Emo? I know you got in some record stores and stuff out there, don't you?
Yeah. It's doing pretty good, man. I mean, you know, right now, record sales, I mean, if you ain't Lil Wayne them and causing all that hype and all that, and you're on the underground like we are, it's kind of, you just got to be happy with what you get. And I'm proud of what I got. You know, people buying it like they said they would. Some people not buying it like they said they would. So, I mean, right now it's just moving the way it's supposed to. I don't expect nothing more. So I'm really happy with it. You know, I'm happy that everybody that touched it, they loving it. So we're doing our job.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and it's something that's needed right now. You know, like you said earlier, you know, there's really one type of music that's out there right now, and it's just so fucking repetitive. This is like a breath of fresh air, man. This is what the game needs. You know what I'm saying? I've heard a couple releases this year and a few last year that really stuck with me. I think this one's going to stick with me all year. So props to you for putting this together, man. How long have you been working on this?
Man, I appreciate that, bro. And like you said, man, it's hard. You know, I've just been trying to make sure that it is what exactly what you're speaking and saying. So that means a lot to me. And that's why it took so long. I took about 2 years really to put that together, maybe a year and a half or something at the most. But I didn't rush it. I was getting verses from people, you know, like C.O. sent me a verse from Chicago and, you know, different little people from different around the world that I had to wait from. So I wasn't rushing it. I was just taking my time to get a good mix down. And, you know, if the vocals was too high, I went back in there and was turning stuff down again and whatever. So I just took my time on that project. I've really been taking my time doing the next three or four projects I got to release. So, you know, I've been doing other artist projects like Don Blanco and 80 West and other people on the side of me, too. So we've been just doing a lot of music. I'm just now about to start putting it out, though.
Yeah. See, I mean, you've been doing this Emo for a couple decades now. The vaults have got to be just full of music. What's the unreleased material looking like? Or if you release everything you've ever recorded?
At least if I put out, like, I know I got about at least 70 songs that I'm sitting on that's just Emo songs right now. Not to mention other people's songs or whatever that's coming out on the label that I'm putting out. As far as like songs I done that ain't even been released, you know, it's been like 70. But now if we look back on just the two releases I just dropped, that was 14 songs on just the Smoke Out. And then we had the No Filters mixtape before that, and that was like 25 songs. I had 25 artists on that one and 25 artists on this one. So, you know, I'm working with like 50 people, you know, on two projects alone, you know what I mean? So I'm just trying to stretch it, man, as far as it can go.
Yeah, yeah. I respect the fact that, I mean, you're taking it globally. You're getting production from producers. I know you've worked with cats in different countries and stuff like that, and that needs to be done. There's these bridges that need to be made, and only a few people even give a fuck to do that. You know what I'm saying? So I salute you for doing that as well. You know where I stand on that shit, because
yeah.
You know, the game.
Yo, the whole movement you got going on is a worldwide thing. So that's why I attracted to you and the UGS situation, because it's like a worldwide thing. And we need that, because, you know, it's only a chosen few that really gonna relate to what we got going on. So you can't just think locally, you know what I mean? So that's why I attach myself to Worldwide Producers, because I feel like he gonna say, hey, I produce this to them people out there, and they gonna be turned on to me a little bit more. So the more people that I work with outside my city help my music get out the city.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You gotta have that approach, you know. And plus the music, you know what I'm saying, you make too, it could appeal to anybody, no matter where you're from, you know. There's certain music, you know, I mean, of course, we know you got that mob shit. You know, Mob Marley ain't going to come with anything less than that authentic mob. But you got all kinds of other music that you work with too, you know. And you're well-rounded. That's what a lot of these youngsters need to understand. You got to be well-rounded and be adaptive.
I got out right now, Don Blanco, he a self-proclaimed nerd. He'll call himself a nerd real fast or whatever. And his project is doing real good right now. People is receptive to his project. They love the fact that he's being him. It's a breath of fresh air. You know, before that, you know, I done put out May G and a Mouthpiece, which is like some R&B neo-soul stuff. So like you said, man, I try to keep my ear out there to all kind of music. I would like to put out some, you know, any kind of music that sounds good. I want to be a record company. I don't just want to be a gang or a crew or that only put out one kind of music. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's why I'm trying to do this pay style thing, because I want to get paid. And I feel like you get paid if you really put out some real good music. And shit, why can't I put out some Mexican, some Spanish-speaking music or whatever? I might not know what to say, but if it sounds good and then people buying it out there, I'm going to put it out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I tell you what, that's like Rick Rubin fucking with Johnny Cash. You know, it's like he's thinking in his mind, Jesus Christ, look who I'm working with. You know what I'm saying? Who wouldn't want to work with Johnny Cash, you know, or somebody of that caliber? Who wouldn't want to have Fats Domino stringing a guitar for a fucking record? You know, or not Fats Domino, fucking old boy from the House of Blues, B.B. King, man. Fats Domino, the piano man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But who wouldn't want something like that? You know? That's real talk. Now, you've worked with a lot of people over the years. Who are some of the few that stand out, have stood out?
Well, shit, I would say, you know,
the
main person that stand out to me, like, you know, working with is San Quentin, Keep the Sneak, them. You know, just like people like that slide through Sacramento and be real cool people real quick. You know what I mean? It's like we sit down and we done smoked and hung out. Devin the Dude then came through here and hung
Devin
out.
Devin the Dude.
And, you know, I done met a lot of people hanging with my boy Big Hollis, because he's produced about Elite, you know, Hell Rail and Sheep
Shout
Beach
out to Big
and all
Hollis.
Kind of people. You know what I mean? So it's like that's easy, you know, dealing with Big Hollis and all that. I mean, it's and Brother Lynch and all of those type of people. First Degree is one of my, you know, close friends that I work with a lot. I do a lot of his album covers, what I've been doing recently. We did a lot of video work together. And, you know, just a lot of these people is my friends, man, more than they, you know, me working with them. We kind of, like, grew up in this together. And I just met people, a lot of people on friendly friendships. So I don't like to get at nobody until my level is right, my shit is right. And then I'll pick up the phone and call all these people and show these people who I really know. But right now, man, you know, I'm really a local man. I really like putting new people on. I really like turning on new because I feel like all of them people got their limelight already. So I try to open the new doors.
Yeah, yeah. And you're able to do that through many outlets, whether it's music, film, you know. I mean, that's huge. To be able to do that in one outlet's huge, you know. But let me ask you this. What about, like, you know, you're obviously doing, like, screen, you know, scripts and stuff. You ever thought of doing, like, a book?
Yeah. Oh, man, I think about that. I had, like, three or four phones I done lost, and they have voice recorders in there. And I was, like, doing my little voice recording in there, you know, getting ready to retype it and rewrite it. So I lost the phones two or three times. But Lynch has even told me, Brother Lynch Hung has even told me out of his mouth, man, you need to do a book. And people like that always tell me that I need to do a book. So, yeah, that's definitely going to happen. I just got to have the time and the resources to sit down and kind of, you know, get into it and do it right. But, yes, I damn sure, surely is going to write a book. I don't know what it's going to be about and what kind of format. I even thought about collecting all my status updates, and just because a lot of people say some of my status updates is meaningful and all that. So I even thought about making a little short little book full of just status updates or whatever. But
I might be,
you know,
in there for a few seconds because I know what you're talking about, man. The status updates, I'll log in and I'll see them. You or Six or, you know, there's a bunch of guys, man. And, you know, rest in peace to Matthew, man. I want to shout out his family, the whole Walmart family. The song Someday that you you did was dedicated to him. Man, I want to play that song before we get into the Anyway song with CO. Tell us about Someday, if you can. Intro the song for me.
Well, this song, man, was about, you know, someday I'm going to make it to where I want to get to. And then someday we all die, you know what I mean? And it kind of like hit home when Matthew just left us like that out of nowhere, and he was one of the big supporters of mine. And I kind of like that, it just made that song come to life. Like I had to make that song dedicated to him. It was kind of like one of the last little songs I did for the mixtape, and I had to make it a single and a video and everything, kind of just let him know that I see him, I saw him support my music, I saw him support all kind of everybody music. Like the last song he posted on his page before he left us was my video, Smoke Something. So it was like, you know, it just showed me right there how much he really supported me a lot. So that song was just basically about we all die someday. So until you get it, just keep trying to, you know, until you do die, just keep trying to get it, man, until hopefully you make it someday before that someday comes. So that's all that means, man. Someday we all gotta die.
Yeah. Pay style music, Sacramento, California. Sir E. Mo. UGS. For life. Someday. Even though they try to stop it, it's going down, down. I feel the pain every time I pick the mic up. Cause when I think about it, the government don't like us. Never had love from the gate, they plan to wipe us. Original man, same color, look just like us. Hiding all the game, remain in slavery. If you don't know your own history, then you can never be. Now I got a felony, can't go get a job. He got it and I don't, so it's time for me to rob your ass. I can't afford high gas prices and light bills. Lost all the homies, they sniff lines and pop pills. Now the hood be better known as zombie land. All you see is dope heads, liquor stores, and garbage cans. A couple cars drove by with the music up. 20-inch rims with candy paint is what confuse us. All they do is use us. Open up your third eye and you can see it's all G. I never tell a lie. You wonder why I never came up, cause deep inside my soul I was never with the lame stuff. Every day I blaze up, ready when they change up the whole shit. Before it's over with, I gotta get it someday. Money the mission, tryna blow up, so I be on my hustle always. I gotta get it someday. No competition if you know us, cause all we think about is getting paid. I gotta get it someday. See three fingers twisted when you roll up, hopping out the cut with AK.
I gotta get it someday, choking the purple when we light up, cause all we wanna do is get blazed.
I gotta get it someday, and get it my own way. If I listen to what you say, then I'm killing like OJ. Broke niggas don't get away, stay on it like every day, till I get the cash. Even then you still ain't shit, no matter how much you had. So time to arm up, in case they wanna harm us. Try to take what's mine, and I promise you I'm gon' bust. America, it's no trust, secretly you dictate. Acting like we free, but I ain't seeing my release day. Invisible chains on my brain, it's more power. Stupid when we bang and claim what's not ours. Take it back to Africa, where's that and who is he? I can't believe none of this shit you keep telling me. Give me a cell phone just so you can follow me. Making you feel like you can't live without technology. So don't forget to use your third eye, and you can see it's all G with me, and I never tell a lie. You wonder why I never came up, cause deep inside my soul I was never with the lame stuff. Every day I blaze up, ready when they change up the whole shit. Before it's over with, I gotta get it someday. Money the mission, trying to blow up, so I be on my hustle all the way. I gotta get it someday, no competition if you know us, cause all we think about is getting paid.
I gotta get it someday,
see fingers twisted when you roll up.
I promise you I'm out the cut with AK.
I gotta get it someday, choking the purple when we light up, cause all we wanna do is get played.
I gotta get it someday,
Pay style music, that's what it is.
Cause all we think UGS about is getting paid
for life.
Hopping out the club with AK.
Yeah, that's classic right there. I'm bring back on emo. Yeah, that was off the No Filters mixtape, which you dropped last year, which was another classic, which you can get that at paystylemusic.com.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's pretty much the central nervous system for everything, I would imagine.
Yeah, I just threw that up real quick. We're going to be updating it and keep it growing or whatever. Right now it's just the beginning stages or whatever. But, yeah, paystylemusic.com, that's where you can buy the album. You can download mixtapes and all that. Check out Emo TV, all that, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. If somebody wants to, let's say somebody wants to work with you, wants to do a video, or any of your services, who do you choose to work with, and who don't you choose to work with? Is anybody you've ever refused, or?
That's a lovely ass question, because
there's all kinds of
weirdos
out there.
Yeah, and it's a trip, bro, because, you know, we on some different shit. When your third eye is open and you really on some other shit, it's kind of hard to look at everybody like it's their fault. So I don't really blame people when they don't really know everything. So I really kind of get caught up in a lot of working with people that I wish I didn't, because I be trying to help everybody. So at the end, I end up getting caught up in that old people talking shit to me when they don't really know how everything going or whatever. So I ended up having to learn that you can't work with everybody. So, you know, I haven't really, really refused too many people, but when people come at me with that cockiness and, man, you need to do a video for me, man, I'm the shit, and I'll order this, and that, I'm like, I don't need to do shit for you. What do you mean?
I tell them
high prices just to chase them away, you know what I mean? Because all money is not good money, man, and everybody not serious about this game. Some people will take your video and your cover that you do for them. They won't tell people you did it. They're not pushing it or promoting it or whatever. So it's kind of like a waste of your time. Yeah, you got paid to do it, but if you're not showing it to 500 other people, then it defeats the purpose. You know what I mean? So, you know, I had to start interviewing people, man, and coming up with paperwork and making people and asking them 100 questions beforehand and all that. So it's become a job in itself, man, just to screen people just to see if they're really serious, because I learned all money is not good money.
Yeah, that's true. You gotta be careful, you know. You don't know sometimes who these people, and a lot of times, especially when you meet people on the internet, you don't know who the fuck they are.
Yeah, they come and hit you in the inbox like, you know, they brother or they friend or something, and I'm like, I try not to be rude, but I try to be professional as possible. But in the end, I'm not no punk. I'm not going to be just running and getting bitched over. So, you know, if I try, you can't please everybody.
Yeah, that's true. You got to do what you got to do for you and yours. That's what I tell people. My dad's always taught me that, too. He said, worry about your family first. You know, worry about yourself.
Yeah, because nobody else, it ain't nobody else's responsibility to do that anyway, to worry about you.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't, you know, they're not your parents or nothing. They don't need to. But at the same time, you know, I just ask for respect because I don't disrespect nobody. So at the same, if you holler, you hitting me up. I don't go in people's inboxes. Hey, you need your cover done? You need a video done? I don't spam people in doing that. I just do good work. If you see my good work and you want to holler at me, I'm here for the drop.
Yeah. And if you can, run down the list of services you do, because you do a lot of them.
So, we got the Emo TV, which is the video production stuff. So I'm doing commercials and videos and, you know, behind the scenes and all that type of stuff so we can get the video service handled. And we also got the graphic design. That's Simply Art Graphics. That's my graphic design company where we're doing your CD covers. I do business cards. I done even wrapped a couple of vehicles that people got done that I done the designs for. What a lot of church flyers. And, you know, I do designs for all kind of people that I don't actually upload. And I also do mixing and mastering little low-budget stuff in the house. You know, if you want your mixtape to sound good, I wouldn't recommend it like I'm doing some super big mixes and all that. But I like to, you know, charge people a little budget just to keep them and get them sounding better than what they probably would sound. So, you know, we got the video production, the graphic design, the mixing and the mastering. And, you know, every now and then a couple people come at me for promotion. So they pay me to promote their records and do whatever I can and, you know, get it out there a little bit more. So right now, that's all we're trying to handle and keep my hands tight on that, not to mention having an independent record company on my own, not to mention being an artist on my own. You know, I'm working on a couple distribution situations now so we can get this ironed out. You know, a lot of people don't know that the old school RB is like my undercover little secret weapon right now. He used to be running with Brother Lynch Hung and keeping his little company and all that going, whatever, so. We are negotiating contracts with a couple of little distribution companies to get our shit out there really right. So I'm going to drop my Emo TV DVDs again, all my catalog. I'm going to drop it again because all this stuff I'm doing is just independent to make these distributors respect that I can do something. And that way when we go holler at them with a deal, we got 6-7 projects on the table to say, hey, this is what I've been doing on my own. This many views on my YouTube page. I do graphics for everybody. I'm the shit. You know, can I get a deal? So, you know, we're working on that right now. So hopefully in the next couple of months or whatever, I'll be on some worldwide shit with this distribution and we can take this to another level, making some real money.
Yeah, that would be wonderful, man. I wish you all the luck in that. And the smoke out that's available right now. I want to play this song anyway that you did with my brother CO, man. Why don't you tell the people a little bit about this track?
Yeah, so this track right here, man, is one of my favorite songs off the album. Besides the first song is with Hotboxing with the California Bear Gang and my homies too. But then this song come on and it's just telling you, man, you can be a broke nigga if you want to. You know, I ain't gonna be sitting around here waiting on nobody to do nothing for me. So, you know, when I thought about who I wanted on that song, I had to think of the shit talker, the one that'll cuss your ass out real quick, yeah. So, you know, I reached out to my homie CO and Shy and he cussed their ass out real quick for me, you know what I mean? So that's how we do it. You can be broke if you want to, man. So other than that, shit, that's how the song go.
All right, here we go.
Emo.
What's up, my nigga?
What's happening, homie?
Shit, you already know what it is. Let's get it.
You can be a broke nigga if you want to.
Yeah.
I'ma get the money anyway that I have to.
Get it.
Better recognize this game I show you.
I'ma get the money anyway that I have to.
Be a broke nigga if you want to.
Right.
I'ma get the money anyway that I have
that's
to.
Right.
Better recognize this game.
Yeah,
I show you.
I
show
you.
I show
you.
I
got this bitch on my dick. She keep a west coast. West side of the shot, rocking with the west coast.
West coast.
We get that money, guap, cheddar, utty, fatty.
Uh-huh.
Shorty wanna be a thug, but I don't think she
ready.
The A&R 15 will blow you to smithereens. When it come to making money, I get it by any means. No time for tricking off, you niggas are getting soft. I just pull up, fuck her, and get it on. Gun firing, burn him like a fireman.
Uh-huh.
don't get mad. Walgreens is hiring. My tactics barbaric. I'm allergic to generic. I'm a G. You niggas are marks like hysterics. Fuck y'all infidel niggas. Part-time strippers. I call y'all Chippendale niggas. You can hang with them gay guys, but I'm on the block in Cali fucking with them bay guys.
You can be a broke nigga if you want to. I'ma get the money anyway that I have to. Better recognize this game I show you.
I'ma get the money anyway that I have to.
You can be a broke nigga if you want to. I'ma get the money anyway that I have to. Better recognize this game I show you.
Anyway, I have to, that's my word. So if you fuck around and get in my way, you will get served. I run up in that bank like this was Dead President Part 2. I'm all about that money, so ain't no telling what I might do. It's pay style on mine, so I'ma get every dime and penny. In the lab, no shoes on, in my zone till I get plenty. Niggas die so damn many, fast, tryna get dough. That's why I keep it coming on that ass, tryna get mo. And we blow, nothing but the best out on the West Coast. Pack it up and ship it to my niggas in Chicago. So now you know my motto, don't worry if you follow. I'll catch you on the rebound, so I'll hit you up tomorrow. So fuck living in sorrow, won't never have to borrow. If I keep making hits like this, I promise you I'm gonna be rich. And then they can't tell me shit, always trying to make a mess. Out to build my own world, so I can be the president.
You can be a broke nigga if you want to. I'ma get the money anyway that I have to. Better recognize this game I show you.
I'ma get the money anyway that I have to.
Be a broke nigga if you want to. I'ma get the money anyway that I have to. Better recognize this game I show you.
Yeah.
You can be a broke nigga if you want. But fuck that shit.
Yeah, man.
I'ma get every dime and penny. Yeah. And stack that shit up for a rainy day.
You know?
Cause it's coming. It's coming. They want us all, bro.
Me, you.
But fuck that shit. I mean, you know, that's why I call this shit pay style music.
Pay style.
Fuck a freestyle. They want you niggas to be rapping for free. Uploading your music for free.
Yep.
Making a video, getting free views and shit.
Yep.
You can be a broke nigga if you want to. Fuck that.
That right there, I mean, we played enough of the album tonight to make you want to go get it, so hopefully you go get online, look for the Smoke Out Volume 1, go to PaceSoundMusic.com. Where's all the other spots they can get at you at, Emo?
Shoot, you can get at me on Facebook, Emo916, that's EMOE916. You can get at me on Twitter at Emo3000. I'm on Instagram at Emo3000. I got fan pages all over the Facebook. Just search Emo, man. Google E-M-O-E, and you can get at me. I'm not one of them brothers that be on that funny, don't answer you back type shit. I'm still trying to get it. I ain't there yet, so let's work with it, man. Holler at your boy.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Hey, I appreciate you coming on the show. Anytime, man. I'd like to have you at one of these round tables too. So, you know, maybe we'll do a California round table sometime, man. You got to come and be a part of that to see how many people we can get. Spice One, get whoever the fuck we can get, have a nice ass conversation about some real music. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I'm with it, man. You know how we do it. Keep that shit alive.
That's what it is. So go get that album, Smoke Out Volume 1, right now. Available. That shit is fire. You've heard it. Also, I want you to go get saying DJ Villain Nation North to South Connection. He's got over 20 plus Memphis artists, and that's dope for a Canadian artist to work with the city of Memphis. That's all he has on his project is Memphis artists. So check that out. We're gonna play his song North to South Connection right now. Thanks a lot, Emo. I appreciate you for coming on, brother.
I appreciate you for having me, bro, and shout out to everybody else that's coming on the show. You know, it's a Cali thing. I got to get to my schoolwork and all that, so I won't be able to hang around, but I already know how the show is. It's lovely, man. I'm proud of you, man. 115 shows. I'm glad to be a part of what you're doing. Anytime you need me, just let me know. You know how we do it.
Hey, thank you, brother. That means a lot, man. 99 North's coming up next after the break. Take care, Emo. Peace.
Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Big Field on the trail.
Lay back. E&T, boy. North to South connection, sucker.
North to the South, me and my thugs out here. Hustling, word of mouth, yours out here. Struggling, north to the South, we're on a money mission. We make it happen, man, we ain't tripping. North to the South, me and my thugs out here. Hustling, word of mouth, yours out here. Struggling, north to the South, we're on a money mission. We make it happen, man, we ain't tripping.
Let me take you on this other mission. Of this coalition, represent Memphis, the fullest for holding my position. Hitting with bondage of units, I don't think suckers can do this. Who is the rudest of foolish? Fuck them, they gonna stay clueless. Pull up my resume quickly, check out my history stat. Watch what you come up with when you click on the maniac. Get some pictures and videos of my victims that never made it. The hate that they underrated, the greatest of all greatest. Stated you faded, that's when I fucked up your memory zone. Long as you know that I'm real, nigga, just call me. This is no issue with competition, they know the deal. Sucker, be careful when stepping on step with this chrome steel.
North to the South, me and my thugs out here. Hustling, word of mouth, yours out here. Struggling, north to the South, we're on a money mission. We make it happen, man, we ain't tripping. North to the South, me and my thugs out here. Hustling, word of mouth, yours out here. Struggling, north to the South, we're on a money mission. We make it happen, man, we ain't tripping.
I'm trying to see these dollars. Fucking with the villain in your lips, talking dollars. My mind fully focused, but you niggas still playing. North and the South don't make a nigga start spraying. 100, 200, 300, 400. If I can't get your third bike, bro, come here with some more. And every time I jump on the track, that bitch goes. North and the South, they alright, we bout to blow. Turn up on these niggas and striving for these figures. I won't stop niggas till my name get big. Turn up on these niggas and striving for these figures. I won't stop niggas till my name get big.
North to the South, me and my thugs out here. Hustling, word of mouth, yours out here. Struggling, north to the South, we're on a money mission. We make it happen, man, we ain't tripping. North to the South, me and my thugs out here. Hustling, word of mouth, yours out here. Struggling, north to the South, we're on a money mission. We make it happen, man, we ain't tripping. North to the South, me and my thugs out here. Hustling, word of mouth, yours out here. Struggling, north to the South, we're on a money mission. We make it happen, man, we ain't tripping. North to the South, me and my thugs out here. Hustling, word of mouth.
My fucking headphones blew out and shit.
Okay, go ahead, headphones you want.
Yeah. One of the ears don't work.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah,
sorry about that, guys. Yeah, we're having some technical difficulties over here. But, yeah, shout out to Emo for being on the show. And I want to welcome my next guest, the group 99 North. If you can, tell everybody, where are you guys from?
We're from Fresno, California. I'm Shake the Mirror, and I'll let my man do his thing.
Yeah, San Diego Red, man. Westside Fresno, California, 99 North.
Now, now you guys have been doing this since the 90s, but solo, right? Or have you guys been in other groups?
I'm originally from the crew Schoolyard, if y'all know about Planet Asia or Cubic. They the only ones that kind of have releases besides myself. Well, all of us had kind of releases, but basically Schoolyard was like a hip-hop group or whatever, you know what I mean? But I started doing my solo thing like in 07 with Hyro. I was on Hyro and did a couple of things, you know, after that, and now I'm here doing this 99 North, you know?
Yeah.
That's my story.
99 North, for people who haven't heard them before, we're going to play some of you guys' music, but how would you describe you guys' sound?
Go ahead, V.
The sound is pretty much, you know what I'm saying, West Coast grounded, laid-back vibe shit, you know what I'm saying? Then too amp, more reality-based, you know, good storylines most of the time. Modest beats, you know what I'm saying, West Coast sound of music. On a big scale, though, we use a lot of real live keyboard players and guitar players and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying?
Elements of music. You guys got real music and substance, it sounds like.
Yeah,
we just trying to make it universal. Like, you know, we ain't on no, like, basically we from the talent show era. So we know what it takes. Like, we're not from the era of just because you put a tape out and, you know, your neighborhood like it, you're the nigga. Like, no, we from the era where you had to rap in front of the whole community. And if you was weak, they told you. If you had something, you would keep going and then support it. You know, you get your haters or whatever, but 9 out of 10, you support it and you get your turn to be the guy, you know, in your city. Just because you rap doesn't mean you get to be the guy in your city. So
yeah. We
got to be the guys in our city in different eras, you know what I'm saying? So for us, it's real. Like, we trying to go to the Grammys, MTV Awards, like real shit. Like, we ain't in it for the bitches. We not in it because we were square and this was, you know, the only way to get attention. We do the shit because we love it, period. Money or no money, we going to do it. You know what I'm saying? And we done had some money doing this shit, so it ain't even about the money. It's just the experience. And, you know, basically trying to give the community some good music and the world some good music. It's thought-provoking hood music. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you know what I mean? The shit Cube used to do. Mixed with a little Outcast. That's what I thought. You know what I'm saying?
And it's needed right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
It's coming back around. It's new shit that's out that kind of make me feel like, you know, the time is right, you know, and they actually listen to real niggas do real shit again.
Yeah, they're starting to pay attention and starting to know the history. For a while, they were blocking out who a DJ Reddy Red was and how important he was to the Ghetto Boys in the South or who, you know, Ice-T was. These guys need to understand who built these bricks, you know what I'm saying, who made it possible for others to do what they do, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Pay homage. You know, if you're going to sample an artist, if you're going to sample a song from 10 years ago, reach out to that artist and see if he wants to get on a verse or see if that producer wants to do a track, you know. But I feel you guys. You guys are from that era. You know what I'm saying? That era where music meant a lot more than what it means nowadays to some people. But good thing that there's cats like you still making music. I want to go into one of your songs. This one's called Streets is Calling. You guys explain a little bit about this one for me?
The record pretty much is talking about, you know, how you get called back to the streets when you necessarily might not be trying to, you know, necessarily do that. Regardless, when you come from the street and you grow up in the street, you might change your entire life. But one instance of your phone bill being due or rent being due or your brother getting into something, you know, anything like that might take you back to the street when you come from the street at any time. It ain't no just leaving the gang or leaving these streets when you want. You know what I'm saying? It's more than just a word or a thing. It's a lifestyle. It's the way you grew up. And it goes back years and years and years and years. You know what I'm saying? So they ain't really gonna escape. Some people, you know, they get a good job and they can doing better than some people, but then you got to go home, you know. Your brother, your mother, your family still, they still living in the same conditions you was in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, and people don't realize, too, they could fall off at any time. You know? You always got to have yourself deep-rooted, you know. That's real talk. Well, here's the
it's
song
on the news
right
every
now.
Day.
What's this? Is this on a mixtape or an album? Or?
No, this is for just the album to a movie. We got a movie coming out in the next few months. And this is, well, both of the songs you got is from the album.
Okay.
South County 99 North. So this should be coming. So we're just doing promo right now. Just like our first little promo run. So we just, you know, these are, I think these are the first two videos that they're releasing.
Well, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here it is. Streets is calling 99 North. You want to hit up the lines at 714-409-0548. You want to listen to us online, always go to ugsforlife.com. We'll be right back, 99 North.
Thug in the mob, but we know what we're for. In the game with no been a pain, no time and plan. We're playing hard. Playing it all stars, no. The pursuit of happiness is never ending. We're just a vision and a plan grinding for better living. Every night I watch the news and all I see is crime. It's like I'm looking in the mirror at this life of mine. I spend my time like money, fasting in a hurry, no return on these purchases. Don't know what the purpose is or when Sunday service is. I barely remember last night. You born, get money, then die. Nigga, that's life. So in between the first and third, I'ma do the second. What you accomplish in a month, I do it by the second of it. Love and cherish every moment we call living. Niggas got sales and they sales now. I call prison. Check on my real niggas from time to time. Do the math, he been down since 1999. No parole, no appeal, no deal, no second chance. But still keeping it moving like a second hand. That's inspiration and motivation that go hard. We got nothing, we join gangs to be a part of something. Part of something, part of something. Even if it's negative, hard to be positive when positive ain't where I live.
These streets keep calling.
Got our own sound, but everything comes through here,
and West Coast, where we were always bumping Spice One. We were always bumping Too Short, you know what I'm saying? We were always bumping cats from L.A., all up and down California. You know what I'm saying? We loved the shit out of the West Coast. You know, so obviously, so did Kansas City. You know, what do you think the connection with the Midwest and California is? Over here, it's cold as fuck.
Well, I, you know what it is, basically, to keep it 100, you know, a lot of families come from there, and really the origins come from, you know, the 80s era, you know, when niggas sold dope, and niggas came to the Midwest and posted up and sold dope.
Yeah.
You know, they brought that culture, you know what I'm saying? So when you bring a culture to an area, and, you know, the Midwest is pretty close to the West Coast anyway, like, you know, people gravitate to stuff that they've never seen before. And you know, that they like. You know, everybody want to come to California. They think it's palm beaches, I mean, palm trees and ocean and, you know, it's just relaxation. But
yeah,
it's some whole other ass shit, you know what I mean?
There's a lot of, so a lot think, of game, you know, out there.
Right. So I think when, you know, people came from that era and came and posted up in the cities, I think people gravitated to, because, you know, we easy going too. You know what I'm saying? Like, we really ain't hung up big head people.
Yeah.
Well, my experience, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when we travel and go to different areas, it's like, I mean, you could tell which areas be cocky and which areas is easy going. You know what I mean? And
there's
got to
be humility or you get killed. You go to some places, like you go, we had, not to cut you off, we had Goldie from the Dangerous Crew on here, and they were at a show in Chicago. The whole place was Gangster Disciples, and Too Short was late to the show. When Too Short finally showed up, you know, they had people back there saying, you guys ain't leaving until you perform. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
They had like 2,000 people. Yeah, I'm going to try to upload that. I'll play that later for the fans if I got a clip of it. But, yeah, man, certain areas you're going, I mean, you got to be humble. You know, you got to have that. And I think people appreciate that, too. I mean, I would much rather buy the CD of the guy who was actually there, took the time up to talk to me and explain his movement to me versus the asshole that just brushed me off and kept going, you know.
Right. That comes from that people that don't understand, like, the motherfucker that you meet at the top, you're going to meet on the way down. It's the elevator, you go up and down. You know what I'm saying? So you don't know who the fuck you're going to be cool with or whatever. It's just always cool just to be down to earth, hear somebody out, and keep it pushing. If you don't like what they talking about, you ain't got to fuck with them no more. But at least hear them out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you guys do a lot of shows?
Basically, it'd be like he got a large following where we from, and I got a large following. So basically, like, when they book a show now, we just bring each other along. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I got Diego, then the price go up, and then we do it together. So basically, we've been doing a lot of shows where if they want me, I bring him. If they want him, he bring me. But we ain't really did no 99 North shows. Like, we had one, like, 2 weeks ago. That was, like, our first one, like, official 99 North. You know what I mean? So, but
yeah.
We do, you know, like I said, we do a lot of individually shows, but, you know, for the last year and a half, we've been bringing each other to each other's shows. So you can say that, yeah.
Yeah, we was on the Magic Mark tour last year, and, you know, we toured with Jay Stallion and some of the Bay Cats last year, too, you know, individually. So I do part of my set, he do part of his, and then we'll do a couple together. But now everything is 99 North together.
What?
Yeah, so you guys are basically right now, this is the beginning stages of a group, but you've known each other for years, right?
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, his crew. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you, you know, what made you guys decide, you know what, let's put our chips in together and go at it this way?
Really a respect for the music that we both made, you know what I'm saying? You asked earlier, like, what we were doing. They had a large following already, Schoolyard. And I always respected what he did with the group. One of the members of his group is Planet Asia, you know what I'm saying? I love Asian music. It's just a different style of music from the music that we do. His is really, really, really hip-hop, old-school hip-hop, oriented, you know what I'm saying? We love that, but we just make a different style of music. You know what I'm saying? I was on Def Jam for a few years in the early 2000s. When I got back, me and him, we just hooked up a couple times and did a few records, just vibing it out. And he had some opportunities that I didn't have, you know what I'm saying? And he brought me in on them. We decided we put these things together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I was a fan of the nigga shit. Like, I always fuck with this dude. Like, and I was like, fuck that. If this nigga the Ross nigga in the town, I took a rap with the Ross nigga in the town. Fuck it. I was in the fan. You know what I'm saying? Like, the nigga Ross. And we done tried several times. You know what I mean? Like, all through the years, like, he's been with his crew up here with my crew. We always be like, nigga, we gonna do an album. And we'll start 5 songs. Some shit will happen. Then the next year, we gonna do the album. 5 songs. Shit didn't happen. And then we just kept, you know what I mean? To the point where it was like, okay, we locked in. Now we got 50 songs. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Everything that went along with it. It was just being persistent. And it was like, we just had to tune in. Like, we gave up a lot to do this shit. That's what I want people to know. Like, when this shit really catch on, motherfuckers really get a bar and really fuck with it. Like, people got to understand, like, we gave up a lot to do this shit. A lot.
And niggas from this area, in this area, they know that. You know what I'm saying? I got fans who want me to keep dropping just, you know, Diego Ray music. He got fans that want him to just keep dropping Shake the Man music. But it's a whole different thing when we come together. And they'll get it, you know what I'm saying, soon enough.
Right.
The rest of the country, it'll be something brand new, and they won't understand. But this region over here, they already know, like, damn, that's two powerful niggas coming together doing some crazy shit with this movie and this album. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
You just got to check
yeah.
it out. The long people that are listening, just go to Shake the Mirror, Diego, YouTube. Get familiar with our music, because right now it's kind of foreign. It's like a virgin. They don't know. They ain't had this pussy
yeah,
yet.
It's brand new to the rest of the world. But we come in
right.
for the first time together to the rest of the world, you know?
Right.
And this
tell me about
know
the movie. What's the movie about?
It's basically us, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, with a little extras on it. But it's a musical. And it's about Fresno, the 99 North, you know what I'm saying, from the Grapevine all the way to Stockton. This is pretty much how shit be going on in our area, you know what I mean? And we the untapped region. It's been a few people that came out and done things, but I think
yeah.
this is going to open up that people can really get a gas for Fresno. So basically it's a musical. So when we did
it's
the
a
album,
musical. Slash urban crime drama, you know what I'm saying? Where
right.
we took it back to where, like, in Minister Society wasn't like that. But when you saw Straight Up Minister video from MC8, that line he kicked on Straight Up Minister, it told every scene of the movie. The song
yeah.
was the movie, you know what I'm saying? Fuck up childhood, that's the way I am. It went from when he was a kid, motherfucker putting beer in his baby bottle, all the way through. When you hear these songs on this album, you'll be able to identify parts of the movie with every single song. And as you watch the movie, the songs are intertwined in the movie. You know what I'm saying? We took it back to when niggas made the real original soundtracks where the songs pretty much went along with the movie instead of just grabbing 10 different people, 10 songs and saying, oh, this soundtrack. We actually made the music based on the film.
Right. So basically...
That's something a lot of people are not doing. You know, so
right,
I commend you guys for doing that, you know.
That basically,
real talk.
We're just making it to where you can see what's going on, you know what I mean? So it's coming. They're going to see it. It's dope, you know what I'm saying? And we got another one coming, too, in 6 months. We got two of them already in the can, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to drop this first one, 99 North, self-titled, the movie and album. Then we got another one coming called Are You Helping or Hate? You know what I'm saying? And,
are you helping or hating? I like this.
Yeah, are you helping? Are you helping or hating? So basically, it's just we bring in the music to life. It's so much fake ass shit. It's like you can't even see the music. Like I said, we come from an era where it's real. Like you can close your eyes and listen to what we're saying, and you can visualize that. And that's what we're trying to bring back. This is some good music, man. That's it. God's work. That's all we're trying to do. Bring good music. God's work, and you know, let hopefully people appreciate the good music, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I remember buying that first Ghetto Boys album, you know what I'm saying, in a long box. You know what I'm saying? I remember that era. just music was. I mean, there was a such thing as a record store, you know. And you can go to certain places and motherfuckers be selling CDs at the flea markets or getting them out of the trunk, you know. And that shit, it's disappearing. But you know what I'm saying? It's making a comeback. It's definitely making a comeback. So I salute you guys. I want to play another song you sent me. This is More I Want. Tell me about this song.
We just celebrate now. You know, sometimes you got to celebrate, enjoy your blessings, and be thankful that God has, you know, blessed you with certain things. And it's just about feeling good, living good, and, you know, having a good time, you know. Celebrate. You got to celebrate, you know. It's 2 days, man. You got a good day and you got a bad day. So
yeah.
It's a good day.
Yeah. If you don't, you blow your fucking head off. Real talk.
Right.
Here we go. More I Want right here in the Murder Master Music Show. Call 714-409-0548. I'm here with 99 North.
I just hate that you hatin', I ain't hatin' on you. Four star suites, large enough for the crew. I don't mean Barbara Walters when I tell them to check out the view. Oceanside, Ocean Drive. Two bitches with me like I couldn't decide between a fat ass and a pretty face.
Yeah.
They admire my good taste.
Yeah.
Real bitches love confidence and take the dick like a compliment. Tell they friends about the night they miss. Fucking me is an accomplishment. I don't call it Minaj, I call it N1. A night like this, they never had one. Sex the next morning, rerun. Money can't make you happy, is what they say when they ain't had none.
This fly lifestyle, I'm living.
Hot clouds, your sky's the limit.
While I'm getting these G's, 100 lights, 100 nights. Cash, yeah, I'm doing alright. Swag, drop the top on that thing. Yeah, man, I'm living my dream. Boats, fucking the bad bitches, eating shrimp with butter sauce, fettuccine and steak on a plane, I'm a fucking boss. Can't get my time unless you pay what it fucking cost. If moves being made, I'm a jet and I'm taking off. Palm trees the game, 99's the movement. Fuck the dumb shit, boy, give up this cool shit, getting money. Money makes the world go round, and if it double back, then your boy getting down. I'm having money, 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 I love getting money, 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 money.
Yes, I'm the limit.
Back on 99 North. These cats got some heat. So that's what I'm talking about. And this is actually the album and the soundtrack, right?
Yeah.
So that's what's up. So when are you guys dropping it?
Shit, man. Soon. That's all I can say.
We're looking around mid-April right now. Mid-April-ish.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
God willing.
It's just around the corner. Okay. You guys gonna come out here to the Midwest and promote it, or go on tour in different
definitely.
Places?
Yeah,
definitely. We're going to start the promo run. I think it's gonna come out closer to May and end of April, but I know like we might be on that run in between the middle of May. I want to say. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to hit the Midwest. We're going to hit Chicago, St. Louis, Denver, Kansas City.
Oklahoma, for sure.
Yeah, and then New York and all. You know what I mean? Just basically hitting all the radio stations, all the, you know, everything that we need to hit to get it out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't have no exact dates, but I just know that that's when we're going to start.
Yeah, you guys are just going to kick in full gear, and I get you. You guys are going to get it out there, and, you know, city to city. And,
right.
You know, it's got to catch fire. I mean, people want that real music. They want that music with substance. And like you said, sometimes you got to party. You know, sometimes you got to let loose, whatnot. You got to smoke one.
Right.
So, you know. But,
Where
are
you
at, bro? Me, I'm in Illinois. Originally from Chicago, now I'm here in Southern Illinois, which is a big change, but it's you know, it's good place to raise a kid, you know.
Yeah.
Chicago's fucking nuts.
I got people in Gary. I used to stay in Gary and Chicago, so I stayed around there.
Yeah, Gary. Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. You know, shout out to Thugged Out, Mutt Dog. You know, we've had Freddie Gibbs on the show. You know. Yeah, Gary,
yeah,
you know, Steel City. That's a Steel City right there. You know.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
But now, if people, I know before you go, we definitely want to make sure if people want to get at you for shows or for features, you got, you know, Twitter, Facebook. What's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
You can hit me at Shake the Mirror Twitter. What is it? 559. Shake the Mirror 559 on Twitter, Facebook, Shake the Mirror. Everything Shake the Mirror, just Google Shake the Mirror, everything gonna pop up. Everything that you need on my part.
Yeah, and I'm Diego Red, DIEGLREDD on Twitter, all together, you know what I'm saying? Facebook is the same shit. Diego Red, DIEGLREDD, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. Be looking out for you guys. I want to look out for the movie. I definitely want to invite you to come back down in the future. You know what I'm saying? Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep making that music, man. And shout out to Coop, too. Shout out to Sickness.net. Shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying, over there for the continued support.
Yes, sir, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
That's who's cute. That's cut you off. If they want to do some business, tell them to hit Coop. That's Sickness.net, too. Like, he do a lot of our shit, too. A lot of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Coop.
So you can't hit Coop and reach us. But, we really appreciate you having us on, bro.
Hey, anytime, man. Like I said, we do a lot of roundtables here too. We get a lot of people on from different parts of the country, and just everybody just chop it up on some real shit, and you know, talk about what we like in the game and what we don't like, and you know, basically we're a bunch of grumpy old men, you know. So to speak. But love to have you guys on again in the future. You guys take care. Thank you.
All right, it's all good. Thank you.
Yeah, that's 99 North, Shake the Mayor and Diego Red. Real good people. And then before that, we had the brother Emo. I'm going to get out of here right now, but I'm going to leave you with this new Spice One song featuring Lazy Bone called Sidelines. This shit's off the chain right here. We had this, we played this when Spice One was on a few weeks ago, so check it out. And tomorrow you got the Fahrenheit Hour, First Degree to DE. Saturday we got KFYB. Sunday we got the Church of Reality. And Tuesday we got, Underground Classics with BG. All shows start 9 p.m. UGSForLife.com. Call in number 714-409-0548. We'll see you guys next week. When I ride to my city, I'll be running with goons. I'm singing.
shorty in my phantom. Hide in the rest of them, sitting in my phantom. Waiting when I roll by, gripping on my cannon. Put the town round like a nigga named Shannon. No matter how they say it, it's about perfect planet. Bottom to the top, little lady got a tenant. Everything moving, ain't no rules, I'm 2 minutes. Four level talent, ain't no competition. Ask my nigga fight, we a murder opposition. Boss little rookie, ever heard of my position? I'm running the show, you don't know, then just listen. Number one pick at the number one spot. Let off shots for the champion. Nigga won't stop until I think a petty drop daily. I'm doing what can be done.
Raiders heated up at 49, living the game, trying to get more playtime, trying to gain territory, shaking the guards left, right, you can't ignore me when I'm playing the game, I never sit on the bench, I'm in the game, even when the defense trying to pinch, too much, nigga look lazy, bone, full of fights, one, you can never go wrong, strategizing shot,